got the number.
Good.
And now we're going to see. Rob, I'm going to need you to see if anybody will talk to us.
What's the name of the place?
The Import House. Dave Chappelle bought cigarettes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Over the weekend there. And his show, I think, wasn't it supposed to debut tonight or tomorrow night or something? I mean, I know, obviously
right
it's not going to be on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So Dave Chappelle buying cigs.
Hi, this is Rob.
Here we go.
CBS Radio in Washington, D.C. How are you? Good. Do you have a moment to come on the radio with us and talk about Dave Chappelle buying cigarettes at your store?
Yeah.
Is there anyone there who'll come on the air with us?
Please. God's sakes.
Sam Walton said we should call. Walmart. Can you come on the radio with us?
Can you drop in Sam Walton's name?
Sure.
Isn't he dead?
Would you like to speak to Aaron Spelling?
Regretfully. Sounds like
well,
he's...
Then,
ask him if they want to talk to Regis.
Do you want to talk to... Would you like to speak to Regis Philbin? All right. Well, then... I'm sorry. Okay, yes.
Nobody wants to talk to Regis.
Not pleasant.
What a shame. How dare they?
Sorry,
don't they know they've got a major star? I've got to spin that goddamn wheel every day? With that little whore... You know that yesterday they had on the show nothing that...
Kind of a big cat fight?
Yeah, but not really. It was, I watch the Regis show every day.
Right.
That first 20 minutes is the greatest thing on television.
I watched a little today when they had something, I guess the Daily News, about their blow-up yesterday. What happened?
It wasn't really a blow-up. It was, she had a crick in her neck, and it was the one time that... He says stupid stuff, and she says stuff back to him. Mm-hmm. It was like she said to him, "Oh, no, that's fascinating, Regis. Why don't you talk again for 20 minutes about the Yankees?"
Oh,
and then, he said something like, "Well, all I know is you come here with your stuff," and she starts making, like, Viagra jokes about him and talking about how small this thing is.
Wow.
And it was kidding, and it was funny, but it was not what was reported in the newspapers today. They're really fighting.
Yeah, they're great. That energy did not exist when Kathy Lee was there.
This morning when I'm watching it, and I love the fact... Regis pulls out the TV, the section of the newspaper, where they say, you know, Regis and Kelly are fighting based on the fact that they had an argument yesterday on the air, a faux argument. And she is just being cool and rolling along with it, and they start talking about American Idol. And Regis says, you know who I think's going to win? Is Bo Rice. Now, she laughs.
Yeah.
She laughs at him. She doesn't correct him because they've just gone through this whole thing about arguing on the air.
Right.
Bo Rice. About the fifth time that he says Bo Rice, the audience, now that's the dumbest audience in showbiz,
right?
The Regis and Kelly Lee audience, all of those blue hairs that they bus in, about that Bo Rice, they're laughing at him, and what's great is they just let it go. Nobody stops
him. Nobody corrects him.
So he just keeps saying, Bo Rice.
Bo Rice.
And at one point, he hears the titters of laughter, and he looks up, and she looks at him like, I don't know what's going on. And he just says, well, all right, then, fine.
So he knows that he's savvy enough to know he's being mocked, but he has no idea what it's about.
He doesn't know how.
No clue.
How about that, Bo Weiss? He really doesn't know how. What a good show that is. One last thing here before we go to two things before we go to Buzz. This guy, David Chase, he's the Sopranos guy.
Right. Producer of the Sopranos.
Now, are you like me? Have you forgotten about The Sopranos?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, the next season is not going to be out until, January of next year?
Yeah, 2006, right.
HBO sent us a press release today.
That's over a year, correct?
Oh, yes, over.
I should also point out HBO sent us nice stuff for that show, Entourage.
Entourage,
They sent us some nice payola for
they
that.
Buzz so got the jacket on right now.
They also sent us a press release saying that David Chase is hinting that there could be a seventh year of The Sopranos. Which would air in 2009.
Jesus.
Timely.
Wow. 2009.
It's just strange why they take that much time.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Okay.
George, you don't know could fill a book.
I know, Uncle Don. I know.
Think Uncle June will be around then?
No, God, dude, absolutely not.
I don't think so.
No.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Right.
George, you don't know could fill a book.
Right. And one last thing. This is mainly for Robbie. You remember that Nicolas Cage was engaged and married to Lisa Marie Presley for a while?
Yeah, that's right.
And you know now that Nicolas Cage is married to that Chinese or Japanese, Asian cocktail waitress.
Right.
She's pregnant.
Okay.
He's announced he's going to name the baby Elvis.
Really?
I like it.
He is so weird always.
So the baby's name will be Elvis Coppola, because remember, Nicolas Cage isn't his real name.
Oh, that's right. Elvis Coppola.
And
what a great, you know that kid's going to be a star.
Yeah. And he's going to be half Asian.
Right.
He's going to be one of those
and
mixtures.
Half beautiful.
Yeah. Because of Nicolas Cage.
Can you imagine that being your father? I mean, bad enough to be yelled at by your dad.
Sure.
But when it's Nick Cage and
my hand.
No, even better. Like at the end of the when he the movie with the flying Elvises when he's running around Hawaii.
Oh, right. Yes.
Of Honeymoon in Vegas.
Vegas.
And he's just absolutely out of his mind.
Yeah, yeah. That's Nick Cage.
Hey, where's that other? We got to. What's the problem, a-hole? Where's it? It's a great tape of him screaming. Of Daddy screaming. Daddy Cage.
What a great name. Elvis Coppola.
Except there will be...
You got to get a middle name, though. You got to get a middle name.
Aaron.
This is Elvis Aaron Coppola. Daddy. Daddy. I want to go see Bo Rice.
Elvis Coppola.
You find it?
Finding it.
Okay, never mind.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
It was Buzz.
Yeah.
I think the tape is, what don't you understand about that, a-hole? Is that
I
what
know
it
the
is?
The how-to is
a-hole.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Buzz is not an a-hole.
Thank you.
He can be.
I could if I...
We all can be.
That's
He's
right.
got the potential to be one.
Yeah, but not with cats.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donovan.
What's your lead story tonight?
What if one guy owned the most popular TV network, the most popular movies, the most popular news channel, and maybe the last newspaper standing? Oh, crap. It's true. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
That's a bad thing you're saying?
Yes.
That one guy own everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's that guy, isn't it? Yeah,
it's not Mel, is it? It's the other guy.
No, sadly.
Is it Roop?
It's Roop.
Good old Roop.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and listen, hold on. Before we do that, it's time for a caller. $100 for the trip to Las Vegas today.
Very good.
Courtesy of Independence Air, flyeye.com. Get your happy bags, flyeye.com, Independence Air. Caller 100-877-365-3636. It's vacation today in the month of May.
Good luck.
All you got to do is answer a question about today's show.
Absolutely.
So get on the line.
Yeah, the line.
Unless your name is Eric.
Eric.
Eric. Yeah.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric.
Where are you from, Eric?
Okay, call now to win, and then buzz in the news. Mike, all that was pretty goddamn...
professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
This you should not do. You should not call them Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smoke is breaking out the habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Got some intro time. Also point out we have a website, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Pictures, links. Mike picking his nose.
So I'm about to sneeze. I'm not picking. I'm trying to avert a sneeze. Apply pressure here.
Where?
Right there.
Now you look like you're popping a zit. Can I tell you something? I'm no faggot.
Yeah.
You've never been more handsome.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so
Sitting
much.
Sitting there holding your finger on the side of your nose like Buzz told you to.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm gone. Like, no chance of it happening.
Dr. Burbank.
And with the turn of his head up the chimney he rose.
And, speaking of Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat a-hole?
That's it.
Bingo.
Found it.
Another traditional 13-minute tape turnaround. Thank you.
Nicolas Cage.
Got it.
Father of Elvis.
Now, caller 100, and then we'll get right to Buzz with the news and the comments. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Chuck.
Hi, Chuck, the mother chucker. Where are you from, Chuck?
Baltimore.
Right on. Live 105. Here you go. Have you been listening to the whole show today?
Yes, I have.
Very simple question. What is my cat's name? Right. Bye now.
Wow.
Ah, Chuck's the loser.
Bye then.
Listening and then they're listening.
Answer to that one?
Furball.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi,
This is Shannon. Am I caller 100?
Well, Shannon, good for you. The last guy screwed it up, so you get a chance now. Shannon?
Okay, now, wait a second. I just got off work, so I've been listening to the show since about 5 o'clock. You guys need to give me questions.
Shannon,
I am a rush hour traffic.
Okay, doesn't bye work bye that way, Shannon.
Shannon.
Eric.
Then we get someone right here. Yeah, you have to listen to the whole show.
That's right.
Really, to be the big winner.
I got a good question if you need one.
I got one more, and if it doesn't work, all right, go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Have you listened to the whole show?
I have listened to In and Out. I was at work.
Okay, how many times a day does Beth Ann McBride bathe?
Oh, my God.
Great minds think alike.
Excellent
question.
Two? Twice?
Technically incorrect.
Oh, my God.
Why is it technically incorrect?
Because...
It's right.
Because
why is it...
One time and then the other time.
Right, that's twice.
Oh, see?
Oh.
See?
See, I was going to count. Okay, all right.
Besides, she was just guessing.
Okay, what these guys were saying...
Rob, you love that, didn't you? I don't do that very often.
What these guys were saying was bathe.
She showers once, she bathes once.
See, I
right
count both, but you're right.
Mm-hmm.
She just... That lady just guessed, mm-hmm, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She likes to take her shower in the morning and her bath
in the evening. From 10 till 10:20.
Guys listening would have known that.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi there. Have you listened to the whole show today?
Pretty much.
How's it been?
It's a good one.
Sorry, not enthusiastic enough.
Not the right answer.
Hello there. Don Mike Show.
Yeah, I've got the answer to Dodge that trivia question.
Well, no.
We keep changing. No, it's time for another one. A new question.
What's your name?
Okay. I'm Daniel from Reno.
Daniel?
I got one if you need one.
Sure, go ahead, Mike.
In what room of the Geronimo household does Frida want to leave the cat this weekend?
Laundry room.
Winner!
Yes.
Winner! Yes,
congratulations. The plank war.
Because I hit the wrong button. And if you do it more than once, it makes it appear that you did it on...
Winner! Winner!
Like
winner!
People just say, boy, he's really clever with those sound effects.
Winner! Winner! Winner!
My friend.
Thank you!
You're welcome. Enjoy your trip to Las Vegas.
Okay, thanks.
Where are you from, Reno?
Reno, Nevada.
You know, they have casinos in Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
Your vacation courtesy of Independence Air, flyeye.com.
Yeah, drive out to Dulles and fly out to Vegas.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Here's Buzz.